My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, let's go to school. You roll with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy Monday to you. Tell you what, it's a blessing riding with your child to school because you get to dump them off. They've been all over you all summer long. They've been asking, what's next? What are we doing today? They got a plan for you at school. We'll see you this afternoon. No, in all seriousness, we're praying and hoping that all students and all teachers have a great school year. I know Jeff has touched on it and set all the goals this year for Memphis and our school goals. So I won't go through all those, but I will wish our teachers and our students, our teachers doing the real work. John's wife's a teacher. Or has she retired?
Yeah, not anymore, unfortunately.
Not anymore?
Yeah, unfortunately not anymore.
Early retirement.
Oh, she just changed jobs. She did change jobs.
She was smart.
Yeah.
Because you've been talking about how hard it was.
So
John's wife got out because it was so hard.
That's right.
That's how hard teaching is. So we respect the job you guys do. We're thinking about you teachers as we...
Respect.
As we start a year. I probably should have saved that for Respect Burgers at one. But wait, we'll burn off one here. Because they certainly deserve it. What a weekend it was in the Olympics, wasn't it, John?
Mm-hmm.
You know what NBC called it? Gold Rush.
Yeah, we made some ground up. That was good to see.
I haven't checked it as of this minute. You know, I like to stay away from the live because our guy Brad Carson likes to do the wine and cheese and bread at night with his primetime viewing. But coming into the day.
Yeah.
My understanding is we were tied with China for most goals. Give us a round of applause. USA. USA.
Well, I can tell you that that's no longer the case. No, I won't tell you. I won't tell you.
You literally just spoiled it.
No, I didn't tell
you. I had set it up fine, didn't I, Brad? I had left it out today.
I didn't tell you.
He's tuned us out anyway. Once he heard,
right.
He shut us out.
That's right.
He turned the sound down. Brad doesn't like listening to live Olympic talk.
But I didn't tell you, I didn't say whether or not they were ahead or behind. I didn't tell you that. I didn't tell you, all I told you is it's not tidy.
Well, I could see it in your face. They can't see you, but I could tell. Or at least I have a guess.
Well, yeah.
Your face told me. Your eyes told me.
Well, we're losing. We're losing.
Behind?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah, so.
I knew it in your eyebrows and your eyes. I looked deep in your eyes. The soul was gone.
I don't want to blame.
We can get it back.
I don't want to blame Simone. I don't want to blame her for that.
Do not come in here.
No, she's the reason we even have a chance.
Thank you.
She's the reason why.
Please don't come in here talking bad about the GOAT today.
I mean, it's a destruction in terms of overall medal count, right? It's a destruction.
We don't talk about that. Yes, of course
exactly.
We are. That's what we do.
But, we're not.
It's the golds we want.
Exactly. And we're behind. Mm-hmm. We're behind. So we got to make that up.
That's right.
We got to make that up. Anyway, yeah.
Olympic pride.
We'll get into that today here on the show. It was a bit of a sleepy weekend outside of Olympics. Not really anything going on. Although Brent Rooker did hit two home runs this weekend against the Dodgers. I mean, are you serious? Like, it's kind of nuts how good this guy is playing right now.
Dude's going to 40-plus homers.
He's on pace.
He's got 28, 29.
Yeah, he's got 28, and he is tied for seventh. His RBI, 81, is good for fourth. Good for fourth.
That's very impressive.
In the majors.
That's very impressive.
And he didn't get traded. I mean, I think they might look back at that and say that was a mistake.
Pay him. Pay him.
But man, he is crushing it right now. I'm just trying to think of like the big things that happened over the weekend.
White Sox lost 20 straight.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Cubbies took 3 of 4, but we're not bragging. Sorry, Cardinals. But John, you're talking about making up ground. We really didn't. That's the thing. You lose one, you don't really make up any ground.
So you beat them 3 of 4.
Even in a four-game series. Well, we're still like 3-4 games back behind them, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying attention.
You're three games back.
Cardinals fans, Les Kluger, Brad Carson, I'm not here to rain on y'all's parade today. Be better.
Yeah. How many make the wild card?
I had folks. How many make? Don't ask me.
Feel you're not sure?
Every team makes the wild. Was it 7 teams now? Is that the NFL?
I think that's the NFL.
It's still a couple of teams make the wild card, right?
12 teams total. You have the 6 division winners, and then so you have 12 teams total making the MLB playoffs. There are 6 divisions, mm-hmm. right? Which leaves 6 wild card teams, 3 in each side.
Gotcha. Okay.
Top 3.
Somebody's still watching baseball.
On the national top 3 on.
Yeah, I mean, so you're very much live. I mean, I wouldn't say you're a favorite by any means to make the wild card.
Not getting my hopes up.
Yeah, no, because you're not going to get it. You're not going to get there because you have the Diamondbacks worry about.
We blew it last year. We should have been in last year. Diamondbacks beat us all down the stretch. That's when I checked out.
You got the Mets, the Braves, you know, you got too many teams in front of you.
A hot start this year was a mirage.
Yeah, but you're right. Even winning 3 out of 4, you don't feel good about it.
Talking in baseball on Hard Knocks Week.
Yeah, Hard Knocks Week we got coming up.
Got a full slate of preseason NFL. The mm-hmm. real NFL gets going this week.
That's right. That's right. So we'll get into that today on the show. Respect Burgers at 1 o'clock. I'm just going to ask this question. South Sudan, do they get a Respect Burger?
I don't have them down.
You don't have South Sudan down?
I checked out after they lost to America the second time. What do they do since then?
Well, I mean, they didn't make it out of the state of the group stage.
Right. But so we would just be saying... I gave Luau one already.
Okay, you already have.
How many Respect Burgers can you give to South Sudan?
I think you could give them another one.
Again, Luau and the whole team got one.
I mean, if they were in Brazil's group, they would be in.
How much can we talk about how proud we are of South Sudan?
I contend not
Luau
enough.
Luau Deng has done.
Not enough.
Again, no indoor courts. How do you do it? How do you play America so close when you don't have any indoor courts in your country?
That's what I'm talking about.
Just got independence in 2011. We know the history. We're proud of it. But I've already given them the Respect Burger.
And they competed valiantly against the Serbians on Sunday.
Did they?
On Saturday, I think. Yeah, on Saturday. They covered the number. And that's the most important.
Again, I leave the basketball, international basketball bubble to you.
Yeah.
And so where are we going into tomorrow? Oh. How's everybody else looking?
Well, I'm happy to update you on the knockout stage.
Outside looking in, outside of your bubble,
yeah.
Looks like Canada's playing pretty well.
Yeah, so I believe we are down to 8 teams. We're down to 8 teams in the Olympic knockout stage. United States didn't cover the number against, who was it?
It was Puerto Rico, man. I was disappointed.
Yeah, we mailed it in. There's no doubt about that. We could have won by 50. When I saw Halliburton check in, though, I knew I was not getting that home.
Yeah.
But 8 teams are left, and it looks like this. Tomorrow at 4 a.m., Germany will play Greece. 7:30 tomorrow, Serbia will play Australia. 11 o'clock as our show starts, it'll be France, Canada.
Yes.
And then at 2:30, I appreciate the 30-minute buffer here to let us get home, Brazil takes on the United States.
Okay. France, Canada would be the one that's really want to pay attention to. We know what happened in the rest.
Yeah, so, I mean, big favorites here, right? Germany's an 8-point favorite over Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Serbia's a 7-point favorite over Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Canada's an 8-point favorite over France.
Yep.
And then the United States are a, give me a number, throw it out, spit it out.
I have no idea.
27.
It just feels like all of them have been too high.
27. They do feel like they've all
ended up
too
winning
high.
By 19.
But this is probably like, okay, it's adjusted. It's corrected here, right?
I hope so.
Anyway, I don't know if I expect any big
upsets.
Will
France, Canada be at all?
I hate France's team. I hate them. I think they stink.
Okay.
Because Gobert's getting played off the floor as usual, and it's just like too much on Wimby, right? Like, I mean, can they cover 8? That's an interesting question. You know, am I compelled to bet Wimby as an 8-point underdog in France?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. But, man, France has been so bad with their guard play. It's hard. It's very difficult. But that's the update. So then from there, it would go, obviously, to the, you know, to the quarters or the same, whatever you want to say, right? It goes from 8 to, you know, 4.
You're as good as Dwayne Wade at this.
I know Jason Smith personally.
Breaking down international basketball. You really
I know
are.
Jason Smith personally.
You went from 8. You showed us how it goes from 8 to 4.
Y'all know him as Jason. I know him as him. Okay. Well, no, I'm saying that's. I was trying to be Dwayne Wade for you. Although
haven't we had too much of that this Olympics?
He's retired that.
I'm just saying too much of that sort of storyline and controversy. I'm tired of it.
You didn't expect that? Come on, bro. You knew in 2024.
Stop the bullying. I'm serious.
Who's bullying?
I'm just saying the whole. Don't you? We haven't been talking enough. He, him, her. In this Olympics. It's all over my Facebook.
Well, yeah.
I can't get away from it. Well, John tried to ask me about it last week. What'd I tell you? I had one word.
I don't remember.
Controversial.
Yeah, I think that's a good
but
one.
But we stayed out, didn't we?
Well, I mean, again.
And then others have stepped in too soon, said something silly or something they've had to take back.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And nobody's taking it back.
Some have.
Okay, some have.
One of your Paul brothers did.
Okay, that's good.
Even though he kind of half walked it back, but he had so some have walked it. Some have walked it back. Some celebrities have walked it back that stepped in too quickly into those waters, and so we kind of stayed out.
Was it Logan that did that?
Yeah.
It was Logan.
I think it was Logan.
That makes sense.
I think it was Logan.
I could see.
And we've had others sort of trying to hit us up about it, but we stayed out.
We stayed out.
And I'm proud of us, again, because I think we did the right thing here.
Yeah.
She has had to come out and say, stop the bullying. She shouldn't have had to say that.
Right.
Y'all need to act like y'all got some home training. Something.
Now, again.
Home training.
She, you know.
That's what we used to say.
She has a condition, right? That's the, she has a, the chromosome. Condition.
You and Putin say
no. She failed gender
test. The Olympics told me, and she has been fighting women for years.
Yes,
and losing
and
to
losing.
Women.
Yes,
that's the other part of this. This ain't new.
Yeah,
she's not new to this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Controversy over.
But again,
here go John with his butts.
No, you start getting into like the IOC versus the IBA and the corruption there, and like all the other, you know. So
you and Putin, y'all say I know what y'all say.
I have no
idea.
You
were there for the testing. X Y.
I don't think my kids got gender tested, so I don't know what that looks like or what that even means, man. So I really
she passed all tests for this.
Okay, I mean, okay. I don't.
Okay, she said. Done with it.
This is good. This is we're having a breakthrough. We're having a breakthrough right
again,
now.
I'm glad we waited.
I think we need to go around the show.
Some of y'all overreacted.
I think we need to go around the show.
Don't act like there aren't. This is serious. Don't act like we haven't seen. And I'm going to be careful.
Please.
But basketball players, right? Here was the. Well, she looks like a man. She's hidden like a man.
No one's
don't
ever
act
said
like
that.
We haven't seen basketball players play like men. Right? I'm just saying, whether it's the way they finger roll, whatever else, don't act like we haven't seen that.
And
so this outrage, oh, well, she looks like it. I'm going to trust my eyeballs. You know?
Yeah. I've never thought
just
that.
Just stop. Because y'all wasn't in the testing.
I think what we need to do.
Olympics has stepped up. This is ridiculous.
Is that each panelist on this show, and we'll start with you, Jason, take 3 minutes.
I've said my piece.
And then we'll
I'll
go,
stop the
and then
bullet.
I'll go. I'll
stop
go,
the hate.
I'll go last. So we'll let Brad
go
in the middle.
That's a woman.
And then again, 3 minutes, three good minutes.
I'm not going to do this.
And again, I think just let it all out. I think that's what the world needs.
We see where you stand, though. With Putin.
I have no stance. I have no stance.
Pretty sure Russia said it's a man.
If it's a woman, if they say it's a woman,
just stop.
if she's
embarrassing yourself. I'm serious. This is a serious. She. How do you think she feels? Seriously, and that's how you need to. You need to think about it and straighten up in your chair.
Look, what I think is wrong is if indeed it is all incorrect and not factual, then the people that spread that on social media should feel ashamed.
You were just talking about what misinformation, and everything else. What we were talking about last week with some other story.
Yeah. That's the part of it that's very unfortunate.
It's sad for her family, for her, for right. You know, her entire, for her country, everything else.
Because what happens, right?
We spent more time on that.
Once it gets out of the tooth, you know, the tube, you can't put it back. You know, which we're seeing. Mm-hmm. We're seeing with you know, because people are just.
Y'all just straighten them back like.
People are convinced. I heard about this before she even fought. I heard about this like the day before she boxed,
mm-hmm.
and. I didn't know, right? I had no idea. I mean, you Google it, and it's like you see the failed gender tests in the news. But again, now you start to see, okay, well, the IBA is corrupt versus the IOC. You got Russia involved. It's just too complicated. I'll wait for the Netflix documentary to sift through this. But it's really not, you know, been on my mind much other than that.
Okay.
So I've been focused on these hoops. That's why I've tried to focus on the basketball.
I know she'll knock you out.
Yeah, she will. She will. I mean, I'm not debating that mm-hmm. at all.
Well, right then.
I'm not debating anything, actually. I'm just accepting it as fact. Is that good enough? You know, I'm not questioning anything or anybody. Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can do, man.
Okay.
Live your life freely.
Well, I think that's enough him, her talk.
Now, I was just using a Dwayne Wade
I understand what
punchline,
you were doing.
You know?
And I took it there, and I ended it.
I guess so. And I'm happy with that.
Has Dwayne continued to use the phrase?
He quit. He's
good.
He has retired it.
As he needed to.
It needs a breather. I'm not saying he can't bring it back, but He
overused it early.
Four times in two games is just too much. Yeah. So, you know, again, I think he got the memo there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll, you know. I'm sure we'll hear it again. I don't mind it. It was just the going to it. It was just becoming a crutch. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, the Olympics continue to roll on. Not, of course, without, you know, we started with the Last Supper. Then we got it.
It has been very controversial.
Yeah, well, it's like things that aren't actually happening, right?
At least it's been, for the most part, other than those arson fires to start, safe.
We haven't had
any issues in terms of safety.
Except for the people that are boxing.
Viewing controversy.
The woman. It's safe for everybody except them.
A way to put some respect on it.
I mean, it ain't safe out here. If you're Imane Khalif, if she's in the ring, it ain't safe.
Just bust your nasal passage.
That's right. But yeah, so anyway, that's the problem, right? It's like the Olympics started with misinformation, and it's continued to be nothing but misinformation, sort of the, you know, but that's our world. That's the world we live in.
Exactly.
And I don't think the Bird app helps at all. I think it probably amplifies the misinformation. So that's why you don't see me talk. I'm not really on there much anymore. You know, I check the news to the extent that I believe it to be real, mm-hmm. and I get off.
We know you're just getting deeper and deeper into your cove where you just don't come out of the hole anymore.
Yeah, because apparently school started today. I had no clue. And that seems outrageous to me. August 5th, we got kids back in school, man? I mean, that's got to be a record. That's got to be a record for earliest report date to training camp for students in Memphis.
Was it enemy of the state? You are Gene Hackman in Enemy of the State, where you just have no idea what's going on in the real world.
Yeah, I am isolated.
You come out for the job and you go back in.
I didn't do anything this weekend. I leave my house.
Shelby County Schools start. My wife goes back. She's back. They were already back last week.
Right.
Yes. Kids are back.
And they stay in school until when? They at least get out earlier?
Yeah, May.
Two and a half months.
We got 2.5 months.
Getting shorter.
Yeah, I remember back in the day, we told the story. Back in the day, I go after Labor Day, felt like, or after September. I believe that's correct, or right around. But it was after September back in the day. You were much later in August.
Yep.
Come along a few years later. And okay, but it has tightened up.
It has. Yes,
especially for those who have paid no attention like you have. But,
yeah.
But you've been out of the kid game.
I have been out
for
of
so
it, yeah.
long, and now you're kind of slowly getting back in.
Every public school in Memphis, Shelby County.
I'm not sure about every single one of all the municipalities, but pretty much all of them are back today, including, you know, private schools for some.
How about that?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
Shelby County School is back.
I don't think there's any, like, great talking point on it. It's just kind of,
Summer's gotten shorter, for sure.
Yeah.
But they probably get more breaks than we did back in the day as well.
Well, yeah, they added a fall break.
Feels like they get more breaks. That's something I tell my kid all the time. Like,
we didn't get
like
a fall
you
break.
You get one every at least one a month.
That's right. Fall break was not a thing when you and I were in school.
That makes sense.
So that's a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I think probably by the end of my high school, I was probably back at school like the 15th. So you end up like...
My guess is it probably is closer to evening out than exactly. It feels like, yes.
Exactly. So that's the goings-on in Memphis. Congrats to everybody going back to school.
Yeah.
That is...
Careful on these roads. You see that story about fatalities. We're still way up there. Yeah, that's a part of getting back to school is these roads. It just feels like we get another story every day about, you know, somebody else dying, or we lost a police officer, obviously, but lost 3-in-1 wreck out in, you know, Hickory Hill area. Just, you know, a lot more of us back on these roads with kids back in the routine. So let's try to calm it down, seriously. Little PSA there shouldn't need to be said, but seriously.
Yeah.
Well, again, more home training.
Let's talk about...
Fly to the streets.
Let's talk about the Olympics from over the weekend. The most dramatic moment of the weekend, and probably the Olympics, was from Noah Lyles.
No question.
Now, Noah Lyles, many people will remember, is the gentleman who came at the NBA and NBA players for not being true world champions.
Mm-hmm.
World champions are what? That's the soundbite, right?
I guess I had forgotten that.
Yeah. So the USA basketball team was there to watch him out of hate, out of spite. That was like the whole.
No,
that was the whole thing on Twitter.
Taking the high road.
I guess. I doubt it, though. I doubt they were there taking the high road. I think they were there to watch that man fall on his
Maybe
face.
Maybe one of them.
Yeah, Josh Hart said he's a hater, that he was hate watching. But after he finished, what, second in the semifinal?
Mm-hmm.
He was a plus 500 underdog to win the final. Plus 500, 5-1. And
wow.
And I got to tell you, we can't play the audio, obviously, because of copyright. It was so close that the NBC announcers declared the wrong winner.
Yeah.
They declared...
Well, I don't even... In some cases, what was it? I had to put this on the brother. He's trying to put it behind him. But Steve Harvey, what was it? The Miss World kind of, well, you know, announces the wrong winner. That's a case that you make a mistake. Did you... I didn't fault... the play-by-play man at all for calling out, you know, Kashane Thompson, the Jamaican guy, looks like a football player, man. I mean, he is super fast. Because I'll be honest with you, in the moment, I thought he had won too. And we hear afterwards that Noah Lyles thought that Thompson had won the race. And so I know a lot are giving him grief, and maybe I'm just Mr. Let's Ease Up today. But I don't fault him at all for you got to call a winner right there. And it looked to me, clearly it was discussing with you this off air with you, Thompson's leg is further along than Noah's. And so if you just see the gaggle of arms and legs out there, Thompson is farther ahead. But we obviously learned, and John, I didn't know this where I raised my, that it's torso first, it's chest that has to cross the line. And that's where Lyles won. I thought that's what added to the drama so much. But I didn't have, you're right, it was that close that the wrong winner was called. We're talking about 5/1000ths of a second.
I mean, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, though, because he
walked it like he talked it. I give him that. I mean, that's the thing. It's like if you take that stance with the USA.
Bro, he had not won his semifinal, like you said. And you walk up in there. And you don't just walk, you strut and bounce up and down. Like the announcers were saying, Usain Bolt didn't come into the arena for the 100 as decorated as he was, like Noah did. And he went out there and backed it up. And what was so fascinating about his run is he was last. Like they show through, you know, 30, 40 meters. I think it was still through 40 that he was last. But his kick speed is unlike anyone else's, where everyone else was decelerating, he's still accelerating or maintaining the same speed at the end. The way he comes back is amazing. You know, first American champ, I think they said, since 2004. So, fantastic to see.
Yeah.
We didn't get it, especially after we didn't get in the women.
I will say, Jamaica was very salty on social media. Like, I saw a lot of native Jamaicans who were just coming at America. They were just very upset about it. They felt robbed.
Well, they've kind of owned it.
Yeah, they have. I guess that's an interesting way to look at it.
Robbed only in the sense that they would go with the, it should be the leg first, because by torso, we clearly had him.
Well, because it is.
I mean, by, and torso is the rule.
You have to admit that in a foot race, it's very weird to not let the foot not be counted as the first part of the body. It's very strange.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I can understand.
I was curious if that's what they were basing their case in, because that's what the eyes told you, and that's why I have no problem with this announcer
that Noah Lyles was second?
Yes, my eyes. Yes, I said we lost.
Right.
I was watching.
Noah thought he lost because you could tell.
What are you talking about? He said it in the press conferences afterwards. He went to him in the moment and said, "I think you got this, big dog." He went right behind his ear and told the Jamaican. Not until he saw his name up there.
Damn.
Did he know he won? And so that, like he said, his lean was key. And they say that's the thing about the lean is if you lean too early, you'll come up short. If you lean too late, you know, you don't benefit from it and what it can give you. And he leaned perfect time to win by 0.005 of a second. I've never seen a race that close in my life. And that's the thing. It wasn't just those two that were all tied up, and USA got third as well. But all of them, top six, were all, you know, just when within, you know, split moments of each other.
Yeah. So that was awesome. That was very cool to see. And then there's really no doubt he'll win the 200.
That's the one he owns. That's the easier race for him. You hope so, but I could see a letdown after you've pumped yourself.
That's interesting.
You know, sort of an upset after you've pumped yourself up and then told yourself this is the easier one.
That's interesting.
And given as much as he did, especially the way he increases speed.
Yeah, that catch up, that recovery at the end.
When the other guys are trying to sustain, but ultimately slowing down, he's picking it up.
He got out really slow.
Yeah, he was last.
Yeah.
Yes. He was last for several meters.
But, I mean, the separation between the gold medal and the quote-unquote fastest man in the world and eighth in this race was 0.12 seconds.
There's the number. Okay.
That's the difference between first and last.
Mm-hmm. That's the closest race I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And like I said, it wasn't just first and second.
I mean, so that part of it is just...
But I thought he had lost the race, and so I have no problem with the announcer getting it wrong there. I know for him, it'll be one where you can't go back and look at it, and you can't fix it if he goes back and listens to the call, but he shouldn't be embarrassed at all, because I think most of us watching thought the Jamaican had won.
Yeah.
Fantastic moment, though. Track's been good. Track's been good.
It has been.
Track's been good. Swimming ends up good because you beat the Australians, but... You know, that wasn't the subject here.
Right, right. So in terms of, you know, Olympic catch-up, I mean, Simone Biles has been dominating, you know, the entire Olympics for the most part. I don't know. I think that was probably it for me in terms of, you know, other than South Sudan, which you didn't even want to talk about. That's not America, though. That's not America. They were fan favorite, and I get why, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It is a testament to the human spirit, you know.
Well, we salute them.
And we'll do it again at 1 o'clock. I think is the tease there.
No, again, they got one already.
Yeah. But unless there's another Olympic, moment that I'm missing. I mean, I guess it goes from triumphant to embarrassing for us in the Olympics.
What's the...
Our 3-on-3 team.
Oh. Yeah. We have to revisit what we do there. And I don't want to hear about injuries. The roster was flawed from the start.
Well, it was just bad.
And we have older dudes that would play better than that. Mm-hmm. Retired dudes, retired pros.
I think our women are like on a hot streak, though. They were on the verge of, on the brink of being eliminated and not making it to the knockout stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to medal at the very least. And they're still alive for the gold.
Well, thank goodness. I think it's Tim Kalishaw that probably brought up the best point on this overall. When, you know, we're talking about we should. It's basketball. We America should be winning. You know, just change the process. Go get Ice Cube and get three. Why do we have 3-on-3?
Mm.
We have the best of basketball. Why do we need another version of it? It really is a good. And then we've dropped baseball and other like real sports. Right, and who knows what maybe that comes back or whatever the future of it. I don't know. Right, but why do it? So why do we have a secondary version of basketball? Do we need it? Was his question.
Right.
And I think it's a great one. I really do.
Yeah,
shut it down. It's not like we're playing 3-on-3 in the streets of America.
Right.
You know, we play 5-on-5. We play 4, but it's not something. It's not like, you know, some. Yeah, we got big three and we love Ice Cube, but it's not. We don't have some huge following and kids growing up so they can play 3-on-3 in the Olympics. This was a throwaway. We could throw it away.
Exactly.
He's probably right.
Exactly.
Instead of saying, American pride, we should win this. Yeah. Especially if we're not going to care and just put Jimmerfer dead in it every time. Canyon Berry.
Yeah.
Disgrace.
Anyway, the stock market rebounding. I know that was a big thing for you. A lot of people.
Thank goodness. Jeff was talking about this more in the whole first hour.
Yeah, it is. The stock market has basically recovered to, it is just down 2% today. So I know everybody was worried about the Great Depression this morning, but if you bought the dip, what color Lambo are you buying?
I can't. I don't have it.
Okay. Anyway, yeah.
I wish I could.
That's the update. That's your news and notes for Monday.
Let's just get done paying for this damn Jeep I got.
Yeah, well.
This lemon of a Jeep.
That's between you and God,
Lambos.
Bro.
How about that? Can I get an investment up on that?
I think you need to pray about it.
I have.
I think you need to pray.
He's got me.
I think you
I say hallelujah anyhow.
That's right. When you send that $900 note in.
Well, I was somewhere this weekend reminding me, say hallelujah anyhow. Don't worry about the trouble.
That's a good.
Stand down, Satan.
So that was the message this weekend.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah anyhow.
100%. God was working.
That's how I felt when I was watching the United States men with not cover against Puerto Rico. I said, hallelujah.
No, you didn't. No,
yes,
no
I did.
You didn't mix God in your betting.
It wasn't about that. It was about I actually enjoy watching LeBron play so much. I was like, it didn't even matter, dude. I was like laughing. I was laughing at some of the things LeBron was doing this weekend. It's unbelievable. It's just at his age.
I'm going to be real honest with you, and this may shock you. I've barely watched any.
It doesn't shock me.
I don't care about the pool play USA men's team. Did they cover or not? I've checked in. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you I haven't seen a dunk or two. But I've watched more of the other sports than I have. That I'll care when it's now. I'll care now. Now that we're in elimination time.
Right.
Windhorse filing all these reports about how good they look. Better look good. Fast forward me to the medals.
Yeah. When Halliburton checked in though, that he's the cigar. He's the fat lady.
How's Tatum feeling? Is he feeling any better?
I don't know. I'm sick of watching him play.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking.
He's the king of the sidestep into a tougher shot than the one he could have had 3 seconds ago. I mean,
That sounds like my guy there.
Why you got to make everything so hard, bro? You don't get more points. You know what I'm saying?
Loves a step back.
Anyway, that's your Olympic report for the weekend. United States battling. That's what they're doing. They are battling in Paris. We only have, a week left? Less than a week left. It's just flown by, brother. It's just flown by these Olympic
Games. It's been pretty good.
It's been good. I'm glad
we've had it.
Yeah.
And with crowds again and the way track was, it's reminded us of how different 3 years ago Tokyo was with no one in there. This is how it's supposed to be, and it's felt big. Again, it's a little bit different experience now. So many people watching, obviously ratings up, everything else. You get all this controversy and stuff on social media that shouldn't be a part of this, but that's going to go when you've got something, the world is watching. John going to look and see a man, think it's boxing. It's a man boxing a woman, him and Logan Paul. Just overreacted a little bit.
I'm not saying anything.
They overreacted. John has walked it back
Thaddeus
last week.
Different.
And again, we that's where we're at.
Right. I just want to make sure.
Her.
I have not tweeted
The Olympics
all.
Have spoken. Now, Brad, I haven't heard you chime in on this.
Right. We're still waiting on our third panel.
I think this is the past. Okay. It's not live tonight. So you can turn us up. We have a no comment.
I have a statement from her.
Okay.
She said, after she won the fight, she declared, "I want to tell the entire world that I am a female. We have two boxers who were born as women, who have been raised as women, and who have competed for many years as women." And that's the quote. So pretty simple.
Thank you.
I think, again, no.
You guys got any other questions?
Nope. Because thank you for that. Because it ends it. For me.
It should.
And it should end it for all of us.
But I doubt it will, is my guess. But it should. At the very least. Anyway, that's your limit.
I wasn't trying to be like edgy.
No,
I have not paid attention to it. I had to look up the quote because I have not paid attention
Instead
to the story.
Instead of about what you think, you said, here's the fact.
Right.
That's what Brad did.
That's what I was going.
Yeah.
Drop the mic.
Yeah.
Well done.
As we know him for sure. It's been a fun week. Fun week for sure. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason Fitz going to join us at 1:25. Respect Burgers, 1 o'clock. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Best place to bet the games this summer is on FanDuel. You know, they're America's number one sports book. Well, why is that? Because they've got the best deals, especially for new customers. You can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Again, I would say, and I think it's smart, stick with USA men's basketball. There's where you can get your win. We're not talking about spreads here. Then you can bet all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports. Doesn't have to be basketball. It could be badminton, soccer, swimming as well. Well, no more swimming. Swimming is closed down. The meet is done. Americans beat the Australians. But you've got it all over at FanDuel. Don't miss your chance again to score $150 in bonus bets. If your first bet wins, just visit FanDuel.com/JaySmith to sign up and start betting the games today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
College football and college football media days on 92.9 FM ESPN, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was not a bad week at all for at least one Memphian who was competing in the Olympics, is competing in the Olympics, as Seth Ryder helps Team USA win a silver medal in the triathlon race. So U.S. finishes seventh. Or not seventh.
Yeah, that was decathlon.
Sorry, that was decathlon.
Seth got silver. Now, this is not just individual, correct?
Yes, this is a team.
Yes.
This is Team USA.
We'll take the silver.
So it's Seth Ryder, Taylor Spivey, Morgan Pearson, and Taylor Nibb. They all finished second, so they won the silver medal on, I guess it was today.
So that was that was a nice moment for sure. For you know,
y'all gonna have to reconsider your top 25 list, perhaps.
No, I know. Yeah,
now they got a silver medal.
Yeah, very cool.
Now Harrison, you mentioned he was on your top 25 list. Seventh place finish is the best of any American.
Yeah. Yes.
His weakness, the javelin, got him, and he was last in it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it negated all of the good he had done. Even won his heat, I think, in the was the 100. It negated all the good he had done, the javelin. And so, because he had a chance to bronze, potentially.
Yeah.
And so his javelin throw wasn't great, obviously. But dude, I mean, that's two great performances from both of them, obviously. One, you know, Seth, as part of a team, gets silver. He had competed in the triathlon as individually. I think, what did he finish, in the 20s, something like that? And then Harrison Williams, in the toughest thing to do, like, the old phrase was, and I heard it still applies, that you're the best athlete in the world if you win the decathlon.
Yeah.
And so if you're the top American finisher, yeah. And when he said Memphis, Tennessee, when they said, you know, Harrison Williams from Memphis, Tennessee, as they finished up the run, it gave me goosebumps. And so both of them obviously just walk away proud, although Harrison doesn't medal.
No, that's right.
Two fantastic athletes, obviously.
For Seth Ryder, it was the mixed relay.
There it is.
It was two men, two women. Each member did a 300-meter swim, 7-kilometer bike, and a 1.8-kilometer run.
A lot of mixed stuff.
Yes.
I saw in these Olympics.
Mixed nation.
You know, mixed swimming.
Right.
Mixed track.
Yeah.
I saw more mixed stuff, I think, than I'd ever seen before. Don't know. Was it always there? No, obviously doubles and tennis and men and women is, but were all the other things always there? Didn't feel like it. I was tuned in. It felt good watching them. Who was it that got us in that? Was it the 4x4? Was it 4x4? 4x4 and mixed relay?
Mm-hmm.
Came back and hawked us down the stretch. That was when we had our eyes on gold, but we got hawked down. Was it Hungary or somebody like that? I can't remember.
Netherlands.
Netherlands got us. They were in orange. She walked us down. The track action has been dramatic. And I, again, apologies to the Netherlands, to the Dutch. Mm-hmm. That'd be the Dutch.
Yeah. So
what a performance. I see you're glued to track.
Yeah, I don't really.
Once Sha'Carri got second, you got out.
Oh, man. I was ready to tweet it, and I'm like Sha'Carri, smoke them on and off the track, but I did not get a chance to do that, did I? I did not, sadly.
She's put that behind her, but again, you like reveling in controversy.
I don't think it's controversial at all.
You want to bring back her past.
I don't think it's controversial. I don't think it has to be. I think it's just, it is what it is, you know? I mean, we talked about it last week, you know?
Shout out to the woman from St. Lucia
that
beat Sha'Carri.
Yeah. I saw like an interview with Sha'Carri that she did, and her favorite action star, I learned, is Bruce Willis, who is sadly...
It's an interesting pick.
You know, he's very much in declining health, unfortunately. But she said she used to watch Die Hard with her grandma all the time.
I was going to say, how old is she to pick Bruce Willis?
I know, if like an old soul.
So she's an old soul.
Yeah, like she's watching with grandma, you know. So I love that. I was like, okay. I thought you would say, like, you know... I don't know who I thought she'd say. She was asked what movie star she believed would be a great athlete, and she said Tom Cruise.
Well, he does all his own stuff.
He does do all his own stuff.
So she is an old soul for that answer.
She's calling up like 90s.
Tom Cruise in his prime, that's probably a pretty good answer just in terms of the shape he had to be in.
Right.
It's an excellent answer from her.
Yes. So we love Sha'Carri here on the show.
She'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back
She'll be back for L.A.
Yeah, I mean, track is a pretty brutal sport in terms of, like, you know, it's just one race. Like, you know, maybe it's two, maybe it's three, maybe you're in multiple events, but that's, you know, like the 100-meter is a great example. You spend 4 years training for this 10-second race.
Right.
I mean, my God, that's brutal, you know? And if you finish 0.12 seconds behind...
Sha'Carri said it feels like a lifetime to her. That's what, like, the commercial.
Right. I get it.
Just only the sense that you put a lifetime's worth of work into 10 seconds that we see is very short.
Even 10 seconds, right? I mean, it's 9.79 in the case of Noah Lyles.
That was the men, yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of nuts. It's kind of nuts to consider that you spend all this time training. You don't get to adjust mid-game, you know, like a basketball game or anything else like that, right? Like, you get 10 seconds and that's it. If you don't get off the break, if you don't, you know, it's kind of nuts and punishing, I guess, in that way too.
Yeah. I remember one time you said you could beat Riley Ferguson in the 100 or the down the hall dash. From 40.
Yeah.
Some foolish stuff.
Now, again, that was...
You know, after you watch real...
Yeah.
And he was an athlete.
He was.
These are the best, but I'm talking about after you... He's an athlete. You're running. You see how slow you would be, right?
Yeah,
you
understand for sure.
How silly talk that was.
No question.
Okay.
I mean...
Unless you've come around.
I never tested it. You know what I'm saying? It'd be interesting to know what I would have run back then, but... Yeah, highly unlikely. Where is Riley Ferguson? I was wondering that. Like, he just went off the grid.
I'm not sure. I think he went back into the when he was blasting fences.
Mm-hmm.
Blasting fences.
Because you didn't.
Then his dad own a business or something. They probably own a business.
Yeah, he's on Instagram. I do see that.
I want to say we talked about it, like he got out of football. He made the decision to get out of football.
Because I mean, he could have done the UFL thing, right?
I'm sure.
Easily. So he opted not to do that. I'd be interested to know. I'd be interested to catch up with him here someday and see what he's up to. Because, you know, he was a dog, man. He was a dog at the University of Memphis. All right. So I'm looking at his LinkedIn. He works at Lowe's as a talent acquisition partner. He's been doing that since May 2022. So
is that management?
I don't know. And it says he's in L.A. now.
That's what I'm saying. He works in partnership with Lowe's or something, sound maybe.
It says he works at Lowe's Companies Incorporated.
Okay.
Talent acquisition partner.
Yeah.
Again, I don't,
yeah, it's a corporate HR gig.
I don't, yeah.
Shout out to him.
He's a hiring manager.
Okay, yeah. So good for Riley. It's just amazing to me sometimes, like how, you know, guys that were, you know, that, you know, high profile and were on ESPN and were, you know, beating Ole Miss and stuff like that, like, it just becomes, like, part of the past.
Is it a hot take that he had the best arm out of all of them? Paxton included.
Yeah, it'd be a hot take.
No.
He had a better
arm than Paxton. Better than Brady and Wimpron and...
yes. You're talking about, like, just in terms
forget
of
Wimpron.
Sheer
let's,
power.
Let's go to this run where we've had Paxton, Riley, Brady, Hennigan. Yeah. Best arm.
Okay.
He had the liveliest arm.
Yeah.
Ferguson.
I mean, probably so.
He started at Tennessee, didn't he? He was big time or big timer. He was. Didn't he? I thought. Look, he kind of. You know, I want to say Joe Milton throw it that far, but didn't we hear stories? But I know from my eyeballs that dude have a live arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it'd be between him and Paxton.
Right. Exactly.
Paxton just missed.
But yeah, I admire that. He's like, you know what? I moved on with my life. It's part of the past. And, you know, I mean, Lowe's and the University of Memphis have been, you know, I believe like they have worked in conjunction before. The CEO is
from Memphis,
yeah,
I believe.
Or yes. Went to the one of the two. One. So that's what we say. Like, you know, Memphis can take care of you, you know, when you come here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's beyond NIL. That's like after your playing careers are, you know, is over, if that's the way you want to go. But, yeah, two Memphians competed over the weekend. Certainly nothing to be ashamed of, right? A seventh-place finish in the Olympics. You qualified, and you were right there in it. And then Seth Ryder's got a silver medal coming home.
Yeah, shout-out to Seth Ryder. That's from your place, Germantown.
That's right.
Germantown's own, Seth Ryder.
We're gonna have a water parade, man.
No, and much like Michael Orr, Bear Jones, Thaddeus Young,
yeah,
Seth gonna have a beef with you guys about your list after.
Oh, I don't think so. The list was published prior to his meddling.
He's still a great athlete to be able to go Olympic in the triathlon, both individual and as a team.
Yeah,
you must be. No, several wrote him in afterwards. I saw in some of y'all's back and forth, but they didn't have him obviously top of mind.
Right?
Would he have a case now, having won a silver?
Yeah,
I would think he's got a case. I don't know if it gets him in.
I mean, it's interesting. It's like...
I still would take Harrison's... This is Harrison's seventh-place finish by himself in the decathlon over, with all due respect, Ryder, who's on that team. That's a relay on that team winning in the triathlon, getting silver. Is Harrison's not the more impressive feat?
How many are in the field?
Which one?
In the Harrison's. So seven out of what?
I don't know. I'm at eight finalists, but a bunch more didn't make the finals. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right,
yeah,
right.
I mean, but you're by yourself for 10 events is
yeah.
the point. This
yeah,
is not
no,
three, and he's not part of a team. This is not a relay. So I don't think it's close. I think a seventh place finish is more impressive. With again, we're lauding both.
Right.
But still give me Harrison, who's on your top 25 list, won a national championship at Stanford, over what Seth has done. I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's fair.
I think
that's right. Seventh in the decathlon is more impressive than silver in a team relay triathlon. It'd be different if we're talking about silver individual triathlon. Mm-hmm. That is my case.
I think it's very controversial. I think what I would say is...
Not as controversial as you on boxing, women's boxing.
I think what I would tell you is you can sit there and argue about whose performance was more impressive. Give me the medal. That's what I would say. You can say this.
Well, that's what Seth just said.
Yeah.
Well, if he's listening, that's what his family said. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying I'll stick with Harrison is the better all-around athlete. You have to be, although swimming is not a part.
Right.
Of decathlon.
It's seven events. But you said you would take seventh over silver because it was individual. Right? That was your ultimate.
No, he finished seventh. It's
right.
10 events.
Right.
Yes. Don't get confused.
Okay, so there's 10 total athletic events, and he finished seventh out of eight in the Olympic Games.
Yeah, eight finalists.
Yeah, eight finalists.
But many more athletes.
Yeah. But I mean.
Don't try to confuse me here.
No, but doesn't the same apply to Seth Ryder? That all those Olympians that didn't qualify for this event.
But it's a team, bro. He had like a third of it.
It is a team.
Read the story. How much of it did he do? He does one leg, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. That's different than doing, 10 by yourself. That 10 events by yourself and finishing as the top American finisher in the world.
Uh-huh.
In an event that's labeled best athlete in the world when you win it.
Ryder led off for the Americans and finished the swim portion in the Dirty River. He finished third. And then he was able...
One portion, do you understand?
And then he was able to get into the front pack of bikers and maintain... This is from David Boyd at the Daily Memphian. He was able to get into the front pack of bikers and maintain contact with the leaders during the 1 mile. He was in 10th place, 16 seconds off the lead when he tagged Taylor Spivey, who completed the second leg for Team USA.
See, Harrison didn't have anybody to tag, brother.
That's right.
You understand?
It does hurt Seth that he was in 10th when he tagged his partner. He was in 10th. I mean, he kind of got carried, it sounds like. Right? I mean, if you're 10th.
You're starting to come around. Because I think the first part of you coming around was you thought decathlon was seven events. You understand now it's 10. It's more than seven. 10, impressive. That's 10 events you got to do by yourself over a couple of day period.
Right.
You will wear yourself out. The only thing you don't do is swimming. And I would understand anybody that wants to tell me how tough swimming is, I know. And so don't get me wrong here. I'm not putting Seth here. I'm not poo-pooing on his accomplishments. Seth had a team.
Right.
A team that finished silver.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I'll give you that.
Harrison did 10 events by himself, has strengths, has weaknesses. You have to do distance runs, sprints, javelin throws, everything. He set personal bests in some. Javelin got him.
Yeah.
It's his weakness. Still top American finisher in the world in the event. Everybody says, this is the best athlete in the world. Your man, Bruce Jenner, used to win this.
Well, yeah.
Now, watch it.
Well, I mean, he's not a man. Or is he a man? He's not. He's different.
Came back around, did we, Brad?
I'm saying.
Full circle, didn't we? Isn't that amazing?
That's Caitlyn. That's Caitlyn Jenner.
I said Bruce Jenner won.
But that's, again.
Caitlyn won?
Review.
That man did what is that, the volleyball or the tennis review?
That's all the.
The box.
We need to review.
How come we don't use that?
Yeah.
How did we get back here? Dwayne Wade.
Don't know. Taylor Nibb is the MVP. That's who really got it home for the mixed relay. She used her superior bike skills to take the lead heading into the final mile run. So she was the beast of the group. But again,
they are all beasts.
They're all beasts. You're right.
To medal in the Olympics in a triathlon or any multiple event.
But that's the way it goes in a relay. Somebody has to carry. Somebody has to be the one, unless you just, you know, get out to a huge lead, maintain the lead, and that's the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? But, like, in this case, it sounds like they made up ground thanks to Taylor Knibb, or Nibb, whichever one.
Nice shout-out, Memphis Athletes.
Yeah.
And the Olympics.
Yeah, hopefully 2028 we'll have a Grizzly getting a medal. That'll be big. That'll be big time. We've never had a Memphis Grizzly get an Olympic gold medal, bro.
Get something for us first.
Yeah, I'd like that too.
Take care of business at home first.
And feels like
the rest will take care of itself, Ja.
I mean, do you think
you and Mike always working for Ja?
Do you think if Calvin trained and really committed to it, he could win a gold medal in the 100?
No,
he's too small.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with his size.
Well, those guys are pretty big. They have
some of them, yeah.
That super long strides.
The Jamaican dude was bigger than most.
Yeah, he was huge.
Looked like a running back.
Usain Bolt is huge.
Usain tall and big. I guess they have gotten bigger sprinters. Yeah. But our boy Lyles is not a big man.
No, he's not super big. No.
No, he's not.
He's in great shape, but he's not like he doesn't have like these super. He doesn't have these Superman balance.
I don't know. Calvin was awfully fast. I at one point thought might be Olympic, but. You know, that's a different level of speed.
Gotcha.
No, there are Pittsburgh Steelers who say he's the fastest guy they've ever seen. So don't get us wrong here. Like Calvin was winning state titles in the 100. He's fast. I don't know that he was. If you're Olympic fast, don't you go ahead and go that route, especially as small as he was. I know he had a love for football, and that came. You know, that's why he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. That mm-hmm. man's all about the desire, and you overcome a small frame.
Yeah.
But if he was Olympic. Right, don't you think you pursue the Olympic track?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Track career.
Yeah.
Now, he was fast, though.
Yep. I don't know. It's just interesting, like, you know, if the focus is somewhere, you know, what it would look like. Anyway, yeah, fun weekend in the Olympics. And a good weekend for a Memphian with the silver medal. We'll come back. Lots more to come with the rundown. Jason and John, Arnie Tarn FM, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.